Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Sarah from Really Into This Instagram and blog. Hi, Sarah. Welcome back.
Hi, Laura. Thank you. I'm happy to be talking to you.
I'm so excited to talk to you. So tell us what you've been up to since we last spoke last year.
It's just so crazy that it's been like that long since we chatted. So I feel like when we first chatted, I had just kind of started tiptoeing into the romance genre.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I have done a full dive into the genre. So I am loving reading lots and lots of romance. I've also been reading a lot of backlist books. I've been trying to integrate middle grade fiction. That's what my daughter reads. So I've been trying to kind of buddy read with her. I'm also fully obsessed with the TV show Poldark. So I'm almost up. I don't know what I'm going to do after it's done. And I've just been going to the movies a lot and trying to get reading time in. So that's it. That's what I've been up to. Same old.
I love it. So tell me about Poldark. Is it a good show? Is it something that I should watch? Or what do you think?
Yes, you should totally watch it. So it's on Masterpiece. So I loved Downton Abbey. And so Downton finished, and then the movie came out this year, and the movie was fabulous. And I watched it when it was on, but my husband didn't. And then before the movie came out, he was like, maybe I'll try to watch it. And he really loved it too. So we were rewatching Downton, and I'm like, we need to find another British show that we like. So I downloaded a few episodes of Poldark. I remember when I saw it. This is so creepy, but it's creepy of me. But a guy I sat next to on a plane when I was coming back from Crime Con was watching it. And he told me, he's like, yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded a few episodes on the plane. I'm like, okay, great. I have 4 hours where I'm not doing anything. Let me see if I can get into it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. As soon as we landed, I told Derek, I'm like, you have got to watch this show and catch up in a hurry because I'm not going to wait for you. It's so good. It's like he's a man. We're supposed to be talking books, right?
I don't know. It's okay.
But he's just like such a principled man. Mm-hmm. He does what's right and just, even if it's not what's good for him. And the scenery is beautiful. And it's just like, it just does something to my emotions. Like I get up and pace sometimes when I'm watching it because I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. It's just so fantastic. I want you to try it, and I hope that you love it so we can talk about it.
Okay, I'm gonna try it. So it's Masterpiece, and how many seasons?
So I'm season 5. So they just aired the final season here in the States, and I believe it has 5 seasons, if I remember correctly.
Okay, and those are British shows, so they're shorter seasons, so it's totally manageable.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's so good. You're not going to want it to end. It's so good. The only thing I have to forewarn people, they do time jumps. So like, and I've heard some negative feedback from that where people are like, yeah, like an episode comes on and you're like, oh, wait, she had the baby. Like they do big time jumps like that and they don't sometimes make it clear. So you just have to pay attention. I like it because I feel like it doesn't waste time. And it's based on a book series by Winston Graham. So now I want to read all the books.
Ooh, that's exciting. So then you can compare notes.
Yes.
I love it. So now let's chat books with you. So today we're chatting all things backlist titles. So I don't know about you, but Instagram is constantly showing, you know, all this front list titles. So there's new releases, new release Tuesday, stacks and stacks of books. So one thing I found really helpful was your backlist challenge. So what inspired you to start this challenge?
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you found it helpful. So actually, I feel like around this time last year or at the very start of 2019, I was just feeling burnt out and just like, Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for advanced reader copies, and I'm so grateful to have access to NetGalley and to be an early reader, but I just was, I'm constantly feeling like I'm behind. And a big part of it too, honestly, was when you and I talked last year and I was asking you for romance recs. And guys, if Laura ever asks you to be on the podcast and she's like, I'll send you some recs. I mean, she sends you like a spreadsheet of recs, like, and she follows up with you, and it is, it's like you have your own personal guide. Like, it's amazing. So you sent me this like huge, I just remember at the time being like, oh my God, when am I ever going to read these? And like, I really wanted to dive into a lot of it more, because I felt like when I talked to you, you were able to kind of hone in on like, okay, I feel like these are the romances Sarah would like based on what she's, you know, told me that she's enjoyed. Mm-hmm. So part of it was just me sitting and being like, God, I really want to focus and just figure out like some of these authors I like, and then just dive into their, like, dive into their backlist. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to Amy, who is, her website and her Instagram is Novel Gossip. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just brought up like, you know what, I think this entire fall, I'm just going to focus on backlist, mm-hmm. and just give myself permission to read whatever I want, whenever I want. And she's like, oh my God, that sounds great. So we have literally been gearing up to do that the entire part of 2019. Mm. So it was like, it kept us going. You know, it was like so fun to do that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the fact that you set the intention aside and just kind of allow yourself to do it. I think, you know, it gets so quick with the shiny objects if you're involved in the book community of like, you know, get the latest art, get the latest things, and you know, it's great, but it just takes so much energy. And so reading backlist for me is like such a gift. Like when I discover an author and I just want to binge read on all their books, it's like such a joy. And I don't have that time now. I'm like looking at them, like, I have like arcs here, arcs here. And it's like, I just want to have time to just read a Lauren Lane book and read all her backlist. Or I just discovered Dale Chavez and I was like, I just want to read all her backlist.
Jill Chavez. I think you were the first person that told me about Jill Chavez. And also too, I know there's a few people that they are reading and they are binging these backlist series, but they're not like putting it out on Instagram.
Yeah, they're not.
It's not going to do well. It's not going to get light. It's not. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like some of my backlist stuff that I've put out there actually gets like better conversation because more people have read it. Mm-hmm. Like versus here's a book that's coming out in 5 months, you know, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, oh, it looks good. It looks good. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I want to look back. I think there's a few things that I want to change for 2020 and trying to set the intentions. And, you know, one of the things I want to do is like just share the books that I read and just for the fun of it, you know, not just because I have to read them or because it's popular or because it's hyped up or like based on Instagram. It's just like, I'm just going to be honest and just share what I feel like reading, you know.
Yeah, I love that. Because like, I'm also in... like we started our Instagram account and our site is, we have a lot of people review for it, but mm-hmm. I'm the person that's on Instagram. So if anybody's listening and they're on Instagram, I'm the one that you're talking to 99% of the time, at least. So like we started our Instagram in 2016 and mm-hmm. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I hardly knew about this book community. Mm-hmm. And I used to just put on there, like, here's a picture of a book I'm reading. Like, here's this. Like, I wasn't focused on lighting and staging it and props. And I love some of the beautiful book photography that's on there. But I also find myself, like, not posting what I'm actually reading because I'm like, oh, it's people aren't going to connect with it or whatever. And so I love the idea of you being intentional and just putting it out there. And I'm going to really try to do the same because I really want to know what people are reading. And if they're reading Pucked, right? Like, yeah. And they're just burning through the entire series and all they have mm-hmm. is a gray Kendall picture, I don't care. Like, I will still love that picture and talk to you about it and share it if it's a review.
Yeah, I think it's like, it'll be fun to just see, you know, what you're reading. If you're reading not friend list titles, if you're reading backlist titles, if you're reading your series, if you discover an author, you know, it'll be great to see because that's how you find out. Like, this year I discovered historical romance. I had no intention.
No, you did. That was so fun to, like, see you, like, really love that.
Yeah, and, like, diving in and be like, okay, there's another historical romance because I actually love this. You know, I think that feels so much fun. And it was, like, it was not a purpose of saying, you know, look at me, look at what you should be reading next. It's more like, this is what I'm doing. This is what's getting me out of the funk. And this is what it's an escape from work and from the demands of stuff. It's just like, this is what I'm enjoying right now.
Yes. And like I saw, or I read this person's front list title and oh my gosh, I loved it. And now I want to read more and I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. It's like, this is the fun part. You know, I have to say, like, I love discovering new books thanks to Instagram, but it gets overwhelming. And so for me, it's like coding down overwhelm and just be like, okay, I'm just going to read for the sake of reading.
Yes, for sure. Because that's what we all love to do. Like, that's what brought us, you know, to this place. For sure. Yeah.
So since starting this challenge, what types of books did you read?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I've tried to kind of read lots of books. So I read some suspense. I read Harlan Coben, which was a recommendation from Chelsea, Suspense Thrill, Amy Novel Gossip, Jamie, Beauty in the Book. I read his Myron Bolitar series. I read the first book, Drop Shot. And that's a book I would never in my life have picked up because it's about a sports agent. And like, what do I care? What do I care about a sports agent? Mm-hmm. And Laura, I freaking loved that book. Mm-hmm. I loved it. The way he does these characters, it's just like he gives you just a little teeny bit where you want more. So it was such a great start to the series. So I'm definitely reading more. I actually bought a few at a used book sale. So I'm going to read more of that. I actually just kind of like started out a whole bunch of series. I did a cozy mystery series by Ellie Alexander. It's the Bake Shop Mysteries. Mm-hmm. So I read one called Meet Your Baker. And I'm just a sucker for a baking themed cozy. And I really like this. And it takes place in Oregon, which is where I live now. And it was cute and it was good. And I read a lot of romance. I finally read The Simple Wild. I really liked that. And then I started Rayanne Thane. I'm not sure. I started Haven Point. So I've read books 1 and 2. And I read those. And then again, middle grade books. And then I read older books from my youth that I think I'm having a midlife crisis. And now I'm reading them again. So I'm reading Fear Street and Babysitter Club books.
I love it. So a question. Let's start us just jump into this. So Fear Street and Babysitter's Club. Now that you read them 20 plus years later, do they live up to it? Do they need to be updated?
I know, right? So like, and that's what I love, like Allie's SSR podcast. They talk about that and really like dive into it. So yes and no. Okay. So the few Babysitter Club books that I've gone back and read, I feel like those hold up pretty well.
Okay.
They're a treat. You know, Babysitter's Club is about friendship. All those young ladies are business-minded. Mm-hmm. They're community-focused. I feel like it's a lot of stuff that people still deal with. You know, mm-hmm. Stacy has diabetes. Claudia's grandma, Mimi, passes away. Someone's boy crazy. Someone's not boy crazy. Someone's really into sports. Someone's parents get divorced and then get remarried and they move across town. Like those are all that stuff is still happening. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of young kids, my daughter's age and even a little bit younger, that they're all going around with the graphic novels. Yes. That are the club ones and they like them. So I feel like those hold up for the most part really well. It's just fun to reread them. Mm-hmm. And then the Fear Street, I'm going to read another one. I'm going to read Silent Night this holiday season. Gare Reads and I read The Wrong Number. And oh my God, it's just like, it just transports you. Like I would think if you're reading them for the first time right now, you may feel differently about, I'm sure you'd feel differently, mm-hmm. but there were references to like, she's so beautiful, like Kim Basinger, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And then it's like, this, you know, her older brother's coming into town and we don't know much about him. And then he, like, somebody called in a bomb threat to school. And I'm like, oh my God, that is like really serious stuff. And then there's like a murderer on the loose and these, you know, young ladies go into a restaurant trying to pretend to be someone else and sneak into someone's house. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't know. I feel like kids aren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that one, maybe just need some updates.
But they're just, it's like anything else. You just suspend reality a little bit. And I mean, they're enjoyable. They're enjoyable and they're creepy and they're quick reads. And I call them bath time reads because mm-hmm. you can just like cozy up in the bathtub for 45 minutes and burn through them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can totally burn through them. It's like in an hour. It's like just,
they're perfect.
Finish a book. Yeah. So these are perfect books to read at the end of the year if you're trying to reach a reading goal. You're like, I need one more book.
Or you read a book and you're like, oh my gosh, I have a big book hangover. It's like, read a Fear Street or read a Babysitter's Club and then pick up something else.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend Sweet Valley High. That did not live up well. I read them actually afterwards. Like, I think I read them a few years ago and I was horrified. So Sweet Valley High.
They hold up, did they?
They do not hold up. They're like, they need cell phones. I couldn't stand Jessica. Elizabeth was like a people pleaser. It was just like it was not a good reading experience. I was pleasantly surprised because I actually loved them. Like I read reading Sweet Valley High. That was like my go-to binge read. So
what a shame they didn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, and then Francine wrote like a serial where Jessica ends up with Todd, which is, if you've used to write high, Todd, spoiler alert, Todd is Elizabeth's boyfriend throughout the series. So she ends up with Todd and then Elizabeth ends up with Bruce, I think, but then she broke up with him. It was just like this hot mess. But
yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was like this whole love triangle that you really didn't need to.
No, nobody needs that.
Yeah. So I would say skip Sweet Valley High, go for a Babysitter's Club. They're entrepreneur young ladies.
Yes.
So you also read some new books. Tell me about those new books you read.
Yes. So I couldn't stay away. You know, I would, and the backlist deal too for me was just more like, I'm just going to give myself this time to just do whatever. And then, you know, I'd read several backlist books and then something new would kind of catch my eye and I would read it. So some of the new ones I read Abby Jimenez, The Happy Ever After Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she wrote The Friend Zone. I know you've read both of them.
Yep.
And it was so good. I really enjoyed it. And I recommend that everybody that reads it to, I'm a big binge reader, but try not to binge it. Like, try to just, like, savor it. Because once it's done, you know?
Yeah, and you have to wait a year for the next one.
Puts you through, I don't want to say, like, the emotional torture, but she just, like, puts you through this whole weaving road. And it's like, once it's done. You can't go back and restart it. So it's like, you really got to enjoy it. I also read, I love holiday books, which you have helped me. I have been on the lookout for diverse holiday reads, and I still am. But I read One Christmas Eve, a novella by Shannon Stacy, and I really liked that. It was super cute, fun, flirty. I loved it. And then another surprise, actually, these are all romance, Laura, but another big surprise for me was Big Bad Cowboy.
mm-hmm.
Did you read that one?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to you. So you posted about Mass Market Needs Love, and you posted Big Bad Cowboy. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm not a cowboy fan. I'm not like Angela from Angela Reads, who has been on the show. She's all about cowboys. I'm not. I'm basically, I think I've read like one or two cowboy romance, but it's like not the end of the world. So I decided to just pick this one up. And boy, did I love it. I was like, I need the next book in the series. I was like, when is it coming out? Like, I absolutely love the whole enemies to lovers, the whole fact that they don't know each other, but they know each other. Like, it's so good.
It's so good. It's, like, that book, I'm not even kidding, that book changed my life. Because I just read it on Kindle, so I didn't even hardly look at the title, or at the cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
I assumed it was Mass Market, but I borrowed it from my library. Read it mainly because Read Forever, Estelle at Read Forever said, I started it at Halloween, which I was in the mood for all these spooky reads. So why I picked up a romance that people met at a Halloween party, I don't know, but I'm so glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
They meet at that, you know, at a Halloween party, and it's steamy and it's heartfelt and it's about redemption and it's about second chances. And I just devoured it and I loved it so much. And I have, and I just remember as soon as I was finished thinking, oh my God, how many like amazing books have I missed out on? Because I'm like, this cover is cheesy. It has some shirtless hunk on it and I'm not going to go for that. Like, it's just amazing. And I'm so grateful that my tastes have changed and that I'm more willing to read books that, I mean, because let's be honest, like, and I'm the first to admit it, I absolutely judge books by their cover, but this was just such an eye-opener for me that I'm like, oh my God, because I have bought trash in hardcover before. Like, I mean, book of like, where I'm like, I cannot believe I spent $25 on this book, and I would buy Big Bad Cowboy in a special edition hardcover, like, today, and I'd buy 10 more for people to hand out to be like, you need to read this book because it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is probably one of my, that and Alaskan Christmas are
so good. So good.
I think I, yeah, you and I talked about Alaskan Christmas too, where I'm like another Mass Market, you know, and I read it on a whim and I was like, this book is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was so, so good. It was like Alaskan Christmas with Land on Christmas, which is, I feel like it should have a different title. But I love the Surf and Rescue. I love the Alaskan setting, the wilderness, the enemies to lovers, the growing relationship. Like, there was that. Like, it was just so good.
It was so, and what is funny to me is last year I read The Christmas Sisters, which I loved, and I still won't shut up about how much I love it. And I went to read Wedding in December, which I had a feeling I would love because I know now how much I adore Sarah Morgan.
Yep.
I wasn't in the mood. I wasn't in a good headspace. And I was like, I don't want to read a book I know I'll like. So maybe I'll just give Alaskan Christmas a try.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, this book is amazing. I love it so much. And it really had a lot of similar vibes to Christmas Sisters.
Yes, it did. It did.
It had a lot of similarities. And I'm like, I need to find more stories about have these like same five little features because it was very similar.
Yes. I think we need to start finding. So that will be my search for 2020 is find similar books. But there's a follow-up for Alaska's Christmas. There's going to be, I think the sister's going to get a book and it's coming out in April. So we have that to look forward. And Big Bad Cowboy has a follow-up coming up in March.
Yes, my calendar's marked. I'm so excited.
So we got some books to read, but this is exciting. So what has been some of the highlights of the challenge?
So the biggest highlight of doing Fall Into My Backlist has just been the ability to really fall in love with a brand new series. I started reading series books like when I was a kid, Babysitter's Club. I started in at Marianne versus Logan and I read 100 plus books in that series. Fear Street, I started with, you know, I don't even know which one and read 50 plus books. Like I'm a series reader.
I
read Joanne Fluke's Hannah Swenson all through college. I had my Cozy Mysteries and then I had my James Patterson.
Mm.
You know, I love Alex Cross. So I'm a big series person. And then I just kind of got into this stage where I almost just stopped reading them. And I don't know if it's just because I'm impatient and I don't want to wait for a new one, or I don't know if it's, you know, the influence of the Graham and all these new standalones. I don't know, but this challenge has really reinvigorated my love for series. So I read a lot of first books in series during this time too. Cause I mean, like, let's be honest, it's like going on a date. Mm-hmm. you're like testing the waters because you don't want to make this like 20 book commitment if it's not for you. So most of them that I read, I'm like, okay, yeah, this, I'm going forward with this full steam ahead. This one I like, I'm going to pepper it, you know, or this one, this is a once in a while type series. Mm-hmm. So that's been the thing that has been the highlight for me.
Yeah, I love series. I think that's when I started reading books, actually, in 2016. I started reading, I don't know, I call it competitively. I discover series, and that's what I did. I discovered an author, and then I'll read all their series, and then I'll be disappointed that I had to wait for another book. I love romance, so a lot of romance authors put books, like, more frequently. So I actually love it. But I think over 2018, 2019, the first half of 2019, I saw myself reading a lot of standalones. And there was, like, something missing for me. It was, like, there's something missing, the fact that I wanted to follow with the characters, whether they're side characters or the town or the experience or the love story. Like, I want to have sequels. And so even when I interview authors, like, from the podcast, every so often I'm like, I read a book and I'm like, is there going to be a sequel? And most authors are like, no, there's no sequel. I'm like, but you should have a sequel. You know, well,
like, they introduce us to all these great side characters.
Yeah,
I'm like, can we divert for a little bit? I mean, that's what's so great about Abby is,
yeah,
you knew in the, you know, we knew from reading Friendzone that we were going to get Sloane's story, and now mm-hmm. we know we're getting another story. And I even saw she's working on book four.
Yeah.
That's the same with, well, and like, what was the one I read? Oh, my favorite Half Night Stand mm-hmm. by Christina Loren. I'm like, can Ed please get a book? Like, can we please do a spinoff with Ed that's made of, what is he made of? Like, liquor and Cheeto dust? Like, yeah. I love that side character so much. So there's all these little characters they throw in. So I'm right there with you. And Catherine Sinner, she's another good one. Like, yes. How to Walk Away and the Things You Save in a Fire. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a full sequel. Just like, let's divert. Let's give me something from that first book that I can continue with. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I love the little Easter eggs and the little reminders, but sometimes I just want another book. So.
Me too. Yeah, sometimes you do want a full sequel.
Yeah, I'm like, I just want a full sequel. Just tell me what's going to happen. Like, there was a book that I read where the character is not, it's marked as romance, but it's not romance because the character doesn't end up together. And so I was like, it's just women's fiction. And so the author came into the show and I asked her, I was like, do you have a follow-up? Because she didn't fall in love, you know? And she mentioned, she's like, no, the character's mentioned in the next book. And I was like, okay. Like, but then I read the next book and I was like, but she still doesn't have a boyfriend. You know? Like, she got happy.
Romance, you promised me, did not end with happily.
Yeah. I'm like, where's the happily ever after? So just like, you know, sometimes it's just like, that's where authors may lead you and may not want to have happily after. But as a consumer romance, I always look for happily ever after.
Yes, for sure. Well, and there's like so many little terms and stuff like that with romance that I've learned this last year, like all the tropes. And then also that a true, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I remembered seeing this from you and from Teresa Reads Romance on Instagram, that it's not a romance if it's not happily ever after.
Yes. It needs to have a happily ever after or happy for now. So some sort of resolution. So sort of like you're together and you know the stuff. That's a romance. It's a love story if it doesn't end with the happy ever after. Like a good example is The Idea of You, which is a great book. That's a love story. That is not romance because it's a love story. I don't want to give you the spoiler, but it's not romance. It doesn't have happily ever after.
See, that's all stuff I've learned since you and I talked last time, and I'm still learning.
And these stories, like, they might have different tropes, they might have different things, and so just, like, you try to figure out what you like, what you don't like. You know, I personally don't like love triangles, they're kind of annoying, but I love Sugar Baby, you know, or I love enemies to lovers. Like, you start to realizing different tropes, and then each author brings its own flavor and its own way of doing things. So the story is like completely different, even though they might have the same trope.
Yes.
All right. So which backlist titles would you recommend?
So I definitely recommend, if you like suspense, Harlan Coben's Myron Bulator series. I for sure recommend that because those stories hold up. It was published in 1995. And I felt like it was published this year. Okay. It holds up. They're quick. They're funny. They're suspenseful. It, like, it just keeps you turning the pages. Harlan gives you all these little tidbits about Myron, Esmeralda, Wynn. And I'm like so intrigued to learn more about them because he just gives you enough where you're like, wait, what? 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 So I'm really excited to keep going with that series. So I recommend that to anybody that likes suspense thrillers, and it's got no like psychological suspense to it. No unreliable female narrator, thank goodness for that. I've also, let me think what else. Oh, hello. I'm currently obsessed with the Virgin River series. So I have you read that?
No, I have the book. I actually have an ebook and I have the physical copy and I want to see the series. And my good friend Veronica was telling me that she was watching the series and I was like, okay. So it's on my list for this month. I just need to make the time for it.
You have got to message me when you read it because I feel like you will love it. So I read Haven Point, and this is not a knock at Robin or at Rayanne, but I read Haven Point series. I read a few of those with Amy Novel Gossip and she really likes that, but Haven Point is like, so they're both, you know, both the towns are nice, but like Haven Point is like kind of fancier, I guess. And Virgin River is like in the woods, backwoods people. Like, I don't know. It's more realistic to me. So I listened to book one, which is Virgin River, and then I just finished book two, which is Shelter Mountain today. I've been doing them on Audible, Escape.
Oh, they're on Escape?
Yes. 18 of the 20 are on Audible Escape.
Oh, perfect. I have Audible Escape, so perfect.
And I love the narration, and I love it. And then it's, again, I've just finished book two, but I'm about to start up book three. Book one focuses on, you know, one couple, but you get a lot of side characters. And then book two, we, you know, get way more of this other side character, but everybody's still in it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what I look for in a series. So I can like have this little family community that I get to know. And it's just, it's so good. It's so good. So I do love Haven Point, but Virgin River right now is it for me. So like I highly recommend that, and it's so good. So I'm gonna binge like way more of the series before I watch it.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I think I want to try. So if there are Audible Escape, I may try start with it and then just read it, go back and forth. So this is
perfect. Yeah, that's the best if you have the book. Yeah, it's a switch. It's so good.
Awesome. So which three books do you read over the past few months that you recommend?
Oh gosh, well, So the ones I feel like I've been recommending more than anything I've already talked about is Big Bad Cowboy. Like, I'm still obsessed with that book. Also Alaskan Christmas. I'm still wildly obsessed with that. I think it's so, so wonderful. And then honestly, I'm going to say Virgin River. I'm going to say those three because it's two standalones and then the start of a series. And reading those three books were like such an enjoyable reading experience. You know, some books you like plow through or you're like, yeah, I didn't really like that. And I loved every single thing about all three of those books.
I love the fact that over the past year, you have discovered romance and you have discovered the joys of romance and of all kinds of romance. So I'm so glad.
Me too. Yeah, it's been so fun having to like chat with you, and you're like, oh, I'm finding out I'm loving historical romance.
I know.
Following up and like seeing how much you like that, I'm gonna kind of dip my toe in that. I want to start the Bridgerton series. I bought both, okay. So I want to start that so I can kind of get caught up for before it premieres on Netflix.
Yeah, I can't wait for the show to premiere. It's so good. It's like it's 8 books. I read 7 out of the 8. I'm still waiting for. I'm savoring the last one until the Netflix series. I think that's what's gonna happen. But just get the edition that has a second epilogue, so it's even better because you want to figure out what's happening, and then there's like a second epilogue that gives you like 5, 10 years, 18 years later, and there's like more information of the word counts. But it is such a good starter for historical. I would say Tessa Dare is a great contemporary meets historical romance. She's funny. So her Wallflower Wager and The Duchess Deal is so good. Like those books are like, if you're uncertain about historical, I would say start with Tessa Dare. If you want to dive into historical and just go back in, the Bridgerton series, Julie Quinn is a masterpiece, or Lisa Kleypas too.
Yes, I've heard wonderful things about all three of those ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really great. Like, I have Sarah McLean that I want to read sometime soon. I got both of her books. And so it's just basically, I just have to make the time. But if you wanted to read Victorian era, those are good books to read. I would say if you like New York, historical romance, Maya Rodal and Joanna Shoup have a Gilded Age, which is the late 1800s, 1890s in New York City. And it's so good. It's like entrepreneurs, rich people. Like, it's not like title people. So there's dukes and duchesses who come to New York and they're chasing fortunes, you know. And so that was actually a really fun historical to see.
So good.
Yeah. So what books are your TBR?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, more backlist and series. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of pepper in it with new stuff if it catches my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this next year is going to be, you know, rom-coms, romance, stalker, suspense. I feel like 2020 is going to be, there's going to be like 10 books, suspense books that have like a stalker element, which I'm all about. I love stalker. That's like my trope for mystery and thriller. But honestly, just kind of what I've been doing this last 3 months, I feel like I just want to push that into 2020. So I really don't have anything that's on my radar that I want to read. I really just want to keep up with Virgin River right now.
I love it. That's amazing. So where can we find you online, by the way?
You can find me online, reallyintothis.com. You can also find us on Twitter. I think we're really into blog on Twitter. Instagram is really into this. We have a Facebook page, Pinterest. I try to cover the social media bases the best I can. And like I said, we have several people that read and review. And on the site, we talk about books, cocktails, TV, whatever. We talk about all sorts of different stuff. But if you're on the gram and you're DMing, you're talking to me. So hello.
So thank you so much for all the backlist recommendations. I will hope to come back to the show again. So
anytime.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Thank you, Laura.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.